Find like.
I just go until.
Because you're only getting paid 10, right?
It's a dental lab.
Hey, Stan in by chance?
This is he.
Hey, Stan, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Good, good. I just kind of wanted to call here and follow up. We actually had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago to the business. It was actually in reference to some good lending history you guys had with Court Square a few years back. Do you recall receiving that offer?
I don't, nope.
Okay, so it was actually a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and you had been pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see how things were going, and if there were any needs here in the near future we could help you out with.
You know, I don't think so. We're sitting okay right now.
Okay. Was there any plans maybe closer towards the end of the year or anything like that you guys were maybe looking to take on?
Big. No, I don't think so.
How's business been for you guys this year?
A little slow.
Kinda really?
Slow. Yep.
Yeah? You guys usually might, you guys pick up usually when school gets back into session there? Or?
Usually, but you know, since 09, things have changed, you know? Things
don't fall
into place like they used to, but
especially
hard to say, every year's different lately.
It really is, and with
the
election.
They're not that good. You know, they're really, it's a whole different market now, so it's tough, you know? It's tough.
Your industry's been extremely tough here. The technology is advancing quicker than you guys can
pay off
the pieces
labs,
of equipment.
The big labs are taking over and
now
work for nothing, you know, and offshore labs, you know, China, Mexico.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of outsourcing, or do you do a lot of most of it in-house?
We try to do as much as we can, but we have to do some. You know, you can't afford to have all the technology here. It's just the size that we are. So.
Yeah, we've been working with a lot of companies in your industry on getting them rolling on the new milling equipment that's been recently been coming out. That's kind of been the new fab there. So.
Yeah, we scan. We have a scanner. We scan here, but then we send all our milling out. So.
I see. A lot of companies have the scanner. Is that like the first step there in that equipment there?
Yeah, you know, you can get into a scanner between $20,000 and $30,000 and
okay, that's reasonable.
But you know, if you do the milling machine and all that stuff, then you're $100,000, you know.
I know. Some of these companies we're working with, these equipments are in the $100,000, $150K.
Yeah.
And they're telling me that it upgrades almost 2-3 times a year. I'm just like,
yeah, and then the overhead and up the maintenance and all that stuff that goes along with it, you know, it's let the big labs do that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have a lot of kind of repeat business that you have going on then there?
You know, we've got the same doctors around the area here we've had for quite some time, but you know, more and more you find, it used to be you had your doctors were loyal customers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody's a shopper.
Yeah.
Constantly shopping, you know.
I see.
So, and we're doing crowns right now cheaper than I did 10 years ago, just trying to stay busy.
Wow. Wow. I mean.
And so it's a dog-eat-dog, you know.
That's kind of what this whole economy's been heading towards, which is.
It's changed everything, you know. People are still holding back. They're not spending money like they used to, you know.
No, not at all.
Pre-09, you know, or 08. We used to have a lot of big work going in here all the time, and we still get some of that, but not
mm-hmm.
like we used to, because people just aren't spending. People are still pretty hesitant.
I see. I see. Do you guys do any like advertising or marketing or anything like that, or do you stay pretty local?
No, all of our accounts are right here in our community. You know.
Okay. Okay.
We don't have any accounts out of state or out of town, but.
How big of a facility there are you working with? Are you guys kind of on the smaller scale then?
There's just three of us.
Oh, wow.
Here.
Okay. How many pieces of equipment there are you operating with then?
Well, we have a couple of, you know, a pressing oven, up in a porcelain oven, and then the scanner, and we have, you know, burnout ovens, and there's what, one, two, three, there's about six working areas, you know.
Okay, so you guys are able to get...
It goes along with it, you know, but... I've been in business for 37 years, so a lot of this stuff is older stuff. But it still works good. So
you've been through a few economic breakdowns.
Yeah, you know, we've been through the ups and downs.
Yeah, wow, that's impressive.
This one seems to be the worst, though.
It's definitely taking a serious effect, that's for sure. So
it is, you know, across the board. You know, in several companies, you know, there's a big company here. I don't know where you're at. Where are you at?
We're actually located in San Diego.
Oh, are you?
Yep.
And anyway, there's a big company up here that used to make rocket motors for the shuttle.
Oh, wow.
And they employed a lot of people from around here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out now, you know. No more shuttle. And, boy, a lot of people just don't have the insurance and don't have that good-paying job they used to have. And so it's changed things.
Yeah. I mean, the opportunity's still there. It's just now you got more bodies and...
Oh,
more
yeah.
competition, and
yep.
it's just yep. creating
more companies
a,
are going out of offshore, you know.
Oh yeah,
and,
I mean,
I would be too.
Honestly, with the situation that's going on here, it makes
yeah.
all the sense in the world. Cheaper, and you can pump out more stuff. So,
yep.
but you know,
okay.
I'll maybe kind of touch base here with you, maybe towards the end of the year, and just kind of see where things are at. Like I said, you were pre-approved for some equipment and capital, so if you are looking to maybe take on some new projects or maybe need some capital to get through some rough times on the operations and payroll side, it's definitely something we might be able to help you out with there.
Okay. All right.
All right, Stan. We'll be in touch here.
Okay, thanks. See you.
Have a good one.